Now, I did mention we were going to be talking about this Construction Industry Federation survey of builders nationwide, which found 4 in 5 expect the price of projects to increase for the first 3 months of the year. 99% of them reported a year-on-year increase in the cost of raw materials, while outside of the continued supply issues, another problem is facing the sector, and that is a shortage in labour. So according to our first guest, everyone on the building site is now over 40, which is a worrying trend as younger workers or apprentices can't be found. And with us is Kieran Breen. Kieran is from Kieran Breen Construction in Ennis. Good morning to you, Kieran.
Morning, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us. So another problem aside from the cost of materials, Kieran, as I touched on there, is getting labour. There's a labour shortage. What's your experience of trying to recruit skilled labourers at the moment? Is it something that's difficult? Are they just not there?
I suppose they are there. Like not every young fella is going to go out to college, or young girls probably. The biggest barrier at the minute is the apprenticeship model is not fit for purpose in this country. The price you for the first year, if you take on an apprentice, you have to pay them the bonus of 13,000 in wages for the first year, and you're not going to make any money off them. You're going to have to train them up, and you'll have to teach them how to do stuff. So you're actually going to lose money on an apprentice. And, after a year, an apprentice could just say, I don't want to do this, I'm leaving. You know, in the second year, you have to pay them the bonus of 20,000, and you're still not going to make any money off them. So, you know, to take on an apprentice now, it's a massive financial commitment to the apprentice, and, to say, to your business, and it may not work out, and you're going to be in the hole for a lot of money on the apprentice.
So, Kieran, sorry to cut across here. Does that mean then that, you had said, most people working on building sites now are over the age of 40. So is it a case that younger labourers can be found, or it's just actually not worth that they're there, but it's not worth taking them on from a financial point of view?
Oh, it's not worth taking them on from a financial point of view. As I say, you have to take a massive risk. There's big money involved in it. If you take it now, a third-year apprentice, you probably break even with the amount of work that they, after showing them what to do for 2 years, you probably break even with them. You probably wouldn't make any money off them, maybe to the fourth year. But as I say, they could just walk out the door, and you could be in the hole, €10,000, money gone, and there's no return out of it.
But again, Kieran, that leads to the problem that, if people like yourself feel it's not financially worth your while to take on younger labourers, the labourers that are there on the building sites, you're saying they're over 40, they're just going to get older and older.
You need an injection
of youth.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly any job you go into now, everyone is old inside the job. You might get the odd young fella, but it's not like years ago where there would be a good selection of ages on the job, where there'd be a lot of young fellas coming in, learning their trade. But there's no incentive for me to take on an apprentice, only that I'd be looking at maybe I could be in the hole €10,000 in 2 years' time after taking on a lad.
What would you like to see the government do then? Do you want them to incentivise you, or, have they left it too late? Is it a case of, closing the stable door after the horse has bolted?
I think they should have sorted this out 10 years ago. The apprenticeship system is not fit for purpose. It has to be a root and branch, just strip it all back. And give builders, have a programme where a builder could sign up to it, because a lot of rogue builders would try and, take advantage of it. But if you had proper builders who are willing to train lads, get them to sign up to a programme, and maybe give them a good tax break at the end of the year for taking on apprentices and showing them the trade and training them up and stuff like that. And also, the FOSS model is completely broken, as far as I can see. If you take on an apprentice, you have to send him to FOSS for 6 months, his first block release. Then you send him for 2 blocks of 3 months. So in a 4-year apprenticeship, the apprentice is gone for a year. He's gone to college, which as far as I can see, the complete waste of time. There's no other country in the world doing that. They go over in England, they have a model where the apprentice goes one day a week into college. And you have him on the job for most of his apprenticeship, where he'd learn his trade. He's not going to learn anything in college. He'll learn how to draw a few, make a few, a small bit of woodwork or something. But it's generally a waste of time, as far as I can see, the apprenticeship model.
Okay, so big changes needed there then. We'll see if that happens in the short term. In terms of the rising cost of materials, which is leading to the cost of project prices going up as well, can you talk to us a bit about that? Are you finding that people are putting projects on ice or on hold or even cancelling them altogether because of the cost of materials?
They were probably, last year they were, like this year now I have a few more jobs in, I have a lot more jobs in to price. I think just people are just kind of saying they're just going to get on with it. And they're going to bite the bullet and pay the extra for material. But that's what I'm finding. Maybe, you know, some people are putting stuff on hold. I say big steel jobs now, anything to do with steel or cladding and, you know, stuff like that, the prices are crazy at the minute. Like the price of timber has kind of stabilised. Price of concrete has gone up, all right, and all associated products have gone up in concrete. So it's kind of, I suppose it's down to the individual and it's down to their finances, really, like.
So I know when you were on with us before, you had talked about you not seeing the situation returned to what it was like before, or a sense of normality, until the middle of this year. We're hearing from this CIF survey, you know, the majority of builders are expecting the price of projects to increase for the first 3 months of the year. Do you see, have you changed your mind? Can you see it returning to normal sooner, or are you pushing that time frame out?
No. I was kind of saying the middle of this year for things to kind of come back to some normality. Like, as I say, the price of timber has stabilised, but it's stabilised at a high level. And I think that'll stop going up now. I think that's going to come back. As for concrete, the concrete has risen, but it's the first rise in over 10 years. Like, so that was due to go up anyway. I could see things kind of levelling out some bit, probably towards the middle to the end of the summer, you know, the middle of this year, yeah.
Okay, I'd say you can't wait for that to happen.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, look, Kieran, thanks very much for joining us and letting us know what the situation is like at the moment. Appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care. That's Kieran Breen there from Kieran Breen Construction in NSC.